Today, throughout the diocese, we celebrate the anniversary of the dedication of our cathedral, the Blessed Sacrament. The Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament was dedicated in June 1889, and so we celebrate its 131st anniversary. It serves as the official seat of the Diocese of Sacramento and is one of the largest cathedrals west of the Mississippi. If you haven't been to see our cathedral, you should go. It is beautiful. And so, in its honor, our readings this Sunday come from the liturgy of the dedication of a church. In today's gospel, we hear the story of a wealthy man, a man who may not have been the best of moral character, and of his encounter with Jesus, and of how, as in most encounters with Christ, we see that he is not the same, that he, like the Magi from Jesus' birth, goes back another way. His encounter changes him. There are many small clues that let us know the depth of what was going on and the lessons we are to learn from them. What can we know about Zacchaeus from the reading? He was a chief tax collector. We know that tax collectors were looked down on, for they carried out the work of the Romans by collecting taxes. And they usually overcollected what was owed, keeping the overcharges for themselves. But as we see, Zacchaeus was not just a tax collector, but he was a chief tax collector. So he was of a higher status among tax collectors, or a lower status among the Jews. It also says that Zacchaeus was a wealthy man, which further shows that most likely he gained his wealth by ripping people off, by overcharging them on their taxes. In addition, it describes Zacchaeus as being short in stature, symbolic of just another way he was looked down on, not just for his job and for how he acted, but also physically. But even with all of Zacchaeus' shortcomings, pun intended, we see that he was seeking Jesus to see who Jesus was. He went through the trouble of running up ahead of the crowd and of climbing up a tree so that he could see over the crowd just to catch a glimpse of Jesus as he passed by. Imagine how silly he must have looked. A man, a wealthy man, probably dressed in quality clothing, having the status of a chief tax collector, viewed high in the eyes of the Romans and other tax collectors, clinging up in the branches of the tree. Zacchaeus was willing to humiliate himself in order to catch a glimpse of the Lord. And how does the Lord respond? Jesus stops and he engages. Jesus enters into relationship with Zacchaeus, calling him by name, Zacchaeus. And then Jesus, who, as we heard in the beginning of today's gospel, intended to pass through the town of Jericho, tells Zacchaeus to come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. Jesus doesn't pass through the town. He uses the encounter with Zacchaeus as an opportunity to enter into relationship. Everyone else seems to be annoyed at Zacchaeus, that someone as loathsome as he was, as crooked and corrupt, could occupy Jesus' time. But they also were annoyed with Jesus, annoyed that he would waste his time on a sinner. But Zacchaeus doesn't even seem to notice anyone but the Lord. He immediately, because of his encounter with Jesus, appears to have had a true and full conversion of heart. Immediately, he vows to give away half of all his possessions and further shows that he is ready to make right all his wrongs, not just making a fair restitution, but willing to repay them four times what he had extorted from them. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. What was lost? Zacchaeus was lost. He was lost to his sinful ways, to his worldly ways. But when he has an encounter with Christ, he is no longer lost. He is found. Is this not a message that brings hope to us all? It speaks to us of second chances, of righting the wrongs we have done in our lives. I know that I have not always chosen the right road, taken the right path, that my choices have affected and even caused harm to other people. And yet, this message from today's gospel not only shows us that second chances happen, It shows us that Jesus is always accepting of us, of the sinner. It shows us that Jesus is ready at any moment when we look for it and when we allow it. He is always ready to have an encounter with us. And when we open our hearts and our minds to him, he will drop everything to have an encounter with us, just as he changed his plans for Zacchaeus to not just passing through Jericho, but rather to staying with him, dwelling with him, in his house, yes, but also in his heart. And so it is for us, for each of us. Jesus sees each of us just as he saw Zacchaeus. It does not matter our status in life or how we are viewed by others. It does not matter if we are male or female, rich or poor, successful or not. It does not matter our race or where we live. Jesus sees us all, and none of that matters to him, and none of that should matter to us either. For we are all brothers and sisters in our Lord. Our differences are not things that should cause division. There is too much of that going on in the world today and in our country. We need to draw together and unite because we are all one body in our Lord Jesus Christ. That stuff, those differences should not matter. What matters is, what we need to know is that when we desire to have an encounter with Christ, Jesus will come and stay with us, dwell in us, for as long as we allow him to. We do not have to climb the tree to see Jesus. The branches we sit on can be these very pews. We do not have to wait for Jesus to call us to come down out of the tree, for he has already called us through our baptism. We do not have to wait for Jesus to come to stay in our house, for today, as we receive the Eucharist, Jesus dwells within us.